Something just fell out of your ear. This is Dave Ross on CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. In the beginning, humans were born with all the body parts necessary to function productively. But little by little, we've had to add things. Wallet, phone, glasses, keys. I go through the list every morning. And now for many people, the list has grown to include Apple's wireless AirPods. AirPods were invented because we got so good at not losing our phones, whereas AirPods lose themselves beautifully. A few months ago, one guy actually swallowed one in his sleep. It did reappear about 24 hours later. I myself have never bought them because I have unevolved premillennial ears and I'd be on my 20th set by now, but many people find themselves unable to resist the liberation of a wireless earbud, at least until it falls into a sink, storm drain, mixed drink, or some guy's stomach. That's why, according to the Wall Street Journal, some users will carry improvised AirPod retrieval tools, which means now it's wallet, phone, glasses, keys, AirPods, dental floss tied to magnet. Anyway, I see there's a big iPhone reveal tomorrow. Let's hope it includes either a direct Bluetooth auditory nerve stimulator, so you don't need any earbuds, or a dadgum headphone jack so you can hear stuff without having to pay $169, and so you can pull it out of your stomach right away instead of having to, you know, wait. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.